A lot of diplomatic subtlety is needed when discussing Zimbabwe. The country in southern Africa has been isolated for years because of the abuses committed under President Robert Mugabe. Now Mugabe is sharing power with his main political rival, Morgan Tsvangirai. But that doesn't mean an end to tension there, nor does it mean an end to the severe economic crisis in Zimbabwe. British billionaire Richard Branson thinks that foreign investment can help put the country back on its feet. Branson's Virgin Group has helped create the nonprofit Enterprise Zimbabwe. It connects philanthropists and commercial investors with business and social development opportunities in the country. Richard Branson joins us now from New York City. Mr. Branson, many Americans know you principally for your commercial air travel, so I wonder what has led you to help create a group dedicated to encouraging investment in a place right now as desperate as Zimbabwe is?
Quite a lot of my time is now spent setting up organizations that tackle some of the seemingly intractable problems of the world. We feel that we can't afford to sit on the sidelines. People need to get in there and help Zimbabwe get back on its feet.
What's the investment that you have in mind? Is there a number that you and Enterprise Zimbabwe are looking at?
As much as possible. For instance, a couple of months ago, Enterprise Zimbabwe took a number of foundations to Zimbabwe. One of those foundations, the ARC Foundation, has put $1.5 million into maternal health. The government of America have just committed $10 million to tackling or helping people who are on HIV get antiretroviral drugs, and that number of other charities that Enterprise Zimbabwe have taken who are about to make announcements of some quite big commitments to help Zimbabweans.
Obviously, somebody like you who has so much to offer in terms of an entrepreneur, what's the plan in terms of trying to make sure that the money goes where it's supposed to go? Because, as you know, President Robert Mugabe has a rule with an iron fist on Zimbabwe. Have you met with him, and do you expect any kind of cooperation from him?
Enterprise Zimbabwe is set up so that people know that 100% of the money will go to the people and the causes that they want it to go to. And I think they'll be able to use the team of people that we've got running it, perhaps hopefully my own reputation, to know that is secure. The coalition government, Prime Minister Tsvangirai and his team of people are very keen to see it happen. We have their full blessing. Robert Mugabe, I haven't met on this, and all I can say is that I hope that he will welcome the fact that we're trying to help his people.
How would you approach that, though? I mean, he says that his policies, which have run Zimbabwe into the ground, have actually helped people as well. Let me give you a little bit of the reaction that we've heard. I don't know if you have, but apparently Mugabe's party, some spokespeople for the party, have said that ZANU-PF, meaning his party, will not tolerate what it apparently calls backdoor entry by vultures disguised as angels. He's talking about this organization, Enterprise Zimbabwe, and presumably the movers and shakers behind it, including yourself. I'm going to guess you're not deterred by that, but I wonder how you deal with it.
Well, it's sad, obviously, that somebody from his party might have said something like that. But all I can say is that they needn't be afraid. We're there to help. We're not making any money out of it. We're doing it on a completely charitable basis. And we're there to help the Zimbabwean people. And I would have expected that Robert Mugabe's people ought to be there to look after their people as well.
Sir Richard Branson, have you been to Zimbabwe?
Oh, I've certainly been to Zimbabwe. I've even jumped off the Victoria Falls, unfortunately, with a bungee jump attached to me.
All right. Well, thank you. Sir Richard Branson, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Richard Branson's Virgin Group helped to create the nonprofit Enterprise Zimbabwe to encourage business investment in the country.